WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, formerly BCR Realtors. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. 3 weeks from today is the grand opening of the restored Queen Theater in downtown Bryan.
When I'm not working on it, I'm laying awake at night wondering about what I should be working on.
City Councilman Ben Hardiman's update at this week's council meeting was that the final tasks are progressing well.
I think we completed all sheetrock work today, including tape, float, and texture. And we have about 50% of the painting done already.
The Downtown Bryan Association will be announcing grand opening events in the near future. Texas A&M's capital campaign has reached the $3 billion milestone 6 months ahead of schedule.
At the end of the day, every single penny that we raise counts, and every single penny is going to impact a student's life, or it's going to impact a faculty member's research project or their life or a building on campus. You don't have to be a millionaire to make an impact or be part of Lead by Example.
Foundation President Tyson Vogel says while the campaign is global, he doesn't take local communities for granted.
I think that the local community here is integral to everything that makes A&M unique as well. I'm originally from Brenham, Texas. I appreciate the university, but I appreciate Bryan and College Station and Navasota and all our communities dearly.
630,000 donations have been received or pledged since the start of the Lead by Example campaign. Texas A&M has announced the creation of a new administrative position and the person who will fill that slot. Vice Provost Michael Benedict will continue in that role while serving as A&M's first chief international officer. University officials say Benedict will represent A&M abroad to identify, evaluate, and prioritize collaborative endeavors with international partners. The College Station City Council voted 6-1 last night to hire a search firm to assist in the selection of a city manager. Mayor Carl Mooney is aware of some interest in the job.
I've received some emails. I know some of the former individuals who have been our city managers, and there's a couple at least in town still. They have some people in mind, and they've encouraged them to be candidates.
Councilman Bob Brick wanted the council to manage the search.
If you can identify people like a search company would do through your own connections, then that seems to me as if it were would speed the process up, give us a much more hands-on approach to it, and perhaps come in less expensively.
The mayor's goal is to hire a manager in time for that person to attend the council's budget workshops this August. Proclamations issued at this week's Brazos County Commissioners Court meeting included recognizing April as Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. Martha Opperstini of the Brazos Valley Sexual Assault Resource Center says 5 years ago they saw 76 victims in the hospital. Last month, 42 new survivors sought their services.
It's one of those things that people don't like to talk about, but it's real and it's happening here. As our community grows, we seem to have more people coming up. What I pray is that's not that there are more incidences occurring, but that women and men are feeling empowered to say that it happened to them and that they want to take steps to try to make sure that they live a better life from here forth.
More information about the agency, including the 24-hour crisis hotline number, is online at sarcbv.org. Watch out for new paper vehicle tags being issued by the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles.
The paper license plates, which are put on by the dealer when you buy a car, now have bigger letters and numbers and a barcode that can be scanned by police, making it more difficult for them to be forged. The new system went into effect earlier this week, but the DMV says the old ones will still be on the road for the next 60 days since tags issued prior to the change have not expired yet. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman is in jail after a federal jury found him guilty yesterday of 23 of 24 charges. The judge, who considered Stockman a flight risk, scheduled sentencing for August 17th. Federal prosecutors said Stockman conspired with two staffers to build conservative foundations out of at least $775,000 that was meant for charitable purposes and voter education. Stockman's lawyer says his client committed no crimes. And the House Ethics Committee says a panel investigating former Texas Congressman Blake Farenthold has ended its work now that he has resigned. A committee spokesperson is encouraging Farenthold to repay $84,000 of taxpayer money used to settle a lawsuit in which a former aide accused him of sexual harassment. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 8. It is 73 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. One more look at your local news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Getting investment advice from one of the richest men in the world would be awesome. Getting real estate advice from Berkshire Hathaway Home Services would also be awesome. BCR Realtors has joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services as Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, and we now have the resources of one of the top companies in the world. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Good to know.
Howdy, Brazos Valley and beyond. When it's time for a new sewing machine or vacuum, we'd love for you to shop our locally owned shop, Sovac City. We've been located in College Station for over 30 years now. Sovac City offers a full range of sewing machines for beginners up to experts. We offer free instructional lessons with your purchase to make sure you get the most out of your machine. Need to have your machine repaired? We work on all sewing machines from old to new. Sovac City, come on down and see us or check us out online at www.sovaccity.com.
Good morning, 810, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. We're going to do some weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts, Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference.
Considerable cloudiness today. It'll be breezy, warm, 80 to 85 as the day goes on. We're at risk for some showers or a storm. Partial clearing, breezy, cooler, drier overnight, 50 to 55. Abundant sunshine tomorrow, breezy and cool. It's going to feel like a fall day, 65 to 70. Clear tomorrow night. We're down close to 40. Sunshine on Sunday. Breezy with highs between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello.
Hey, City Council posted the city manager job on Aggieland Help Wanted yet?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
Dave. Oh, my gosh. I hope the new city manager's name is Dave.
It's a real Dave move, Dave.
Real Dave move. Move, Dave. Dave.
Oh, that's excellent. You know,
that'd be awesome.
Can we
make that into like a requirement?
We had a city manager named Dave and Brian, David
okay.
Watkins, and I think we had one in College Station not that long ago too. I'll have to.
Well, that's Jay.
Jay Sakal will be here later.
It's a real Jay move, Jay.
Yeah, Jay. Yeah.
Speaking of Dave, I just had one that popped into my studio this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing
Dave stuff. Yeah.
I thought you meant Dave, actually. Like the sales guy, Dave.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
That Dave.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought, okay.
He is a Dave.
He's a
real Dave.
Yeah. Real Dave.
We have a salesperson named Dave, folks, just so you know. All right, so we've got another Necco wafer story.
Oh, goody.
Awesome.
In the meantime, yesterday was National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Right.
We talked about that. According to nutritionists, pairing it with tomato soup, not a good idea.
Why?
Well, we'll see. All right. And in fact, they're Ford food comp.
Teas?
I'm going to give you the list. We got four of them that you shouldn't be doing.
Okay.
Number one, grilled cheese and tomato soup. The cheese and the acid in the soup are hard to digest at the same time.
Oh.
But the thing is, you were fed this when you were 9, okay? 9-year-olds generally don't have acid problems.
True.
When you're 79, maybe the case.
Right.
But just saying. But plus the fact that the soup has a lot of sugar and the grilled cheese has a lot of fat.
Well, I'm not seeing the problem.
And they're
this.
Both high in sodium. So.
Well, that's all right.
All right.
We are going to die anyway.
All right, now get this.
Make it better and put bacon on it.
Get this. Now, this one's just wrong. Chips and salsa.
What?
Mostly because you end up eating a ton of corn chips.
Oh, yeah.
To get a relatively small amount of vegetables.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, because that's what we're thinking
that's
of salsa as being.
Ooh, I need to order the chips and salsa to get my veggie intake for the day.
And salsa isn't as filling as something like guacamole, which healthy fans like. And that's true.
True.
But it sometimes doesn't have the zing and it doesn't have the texture. Okay?
Right.
All right.
I like a chunky salsa.
So that's number two there. All right. Number three, fruit as a dessert after a meal.
Okay.
It's better than a big slice of cake, but your body digests animal protein a lot slower than the carbs in the fruit.
Mm.
So eating meat and fruit back to back can create Digestive confusion.
Oh, confusion. My stomach's going, what's going on here?
That can cause you to be bloated
so
and
just
gassy.
So just go for the cake.
That's it.
Or the ice cream.
Bloated
it's
and
fine.
Gassy. How are you doing today? Well, I'm having a little digestive confusion.
That's pretty much how I go through life. Bloated and gassy.
Oh, my God. Can you stop calling it that and call it digestive confusion?
I like that.
I like that a lot.
Also, wine and dessert isn't a great idea.
Oh, stop.
I know, because the alcohol boosts your insulin production. Your body decides it doesn't need the sugar from the dessert, and it ends up storing that as fat.
Well, I'll just skip the dessert.
Okay, and here's the last one, sausage and biscuits.
Yeah, no.
I know. Every one of these we reject from reality.
Yeah,
okay?
Of course.
Obviously, it's not the healthiest breakfast because of all the fat that's in it, but it also makes your insulin levels spike, so your body ends up using the carbs for energy first, and again, storing fat. Well, yeah, if you look at somebody who eats sausage biscuits every day, you pretty much could pick them out of a crowd of two. Okay?
True.
Yeah. You can look at them and go, yep, fat eater.
Fat!
Yep, fat eaters. So, just saying. All right, so, but we finally, how long has it taken for us to actually end up with a good story about millennials?
They
are
a while.
They are few and far between.
Yeah.
But they may be the generation of tech, but millennials appreciate the art of handwriting more than any other age group. Survey of 2,000 U.S. American adults sought to uncover our relationship with handwritten notes, handwriting, and email in the digital age. And the results showed that millennials not only appreciate writing more, but are more likely to keep those handwritten keepsakes on into their 50s. According to the results of the survey, 81% of the respondents consider a handwritten note to feel more meaningful than an email or a text, with millennials surprisingly leading the pack.
Okay.
But the study also definitely points to a decline in people actually writing by hand. In lieu of the more convenient technology, about 33% of U.S. Americans haven't received a handwritten note for over a year. 15% say it actually has been longer than 5 years since they got one.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah.
Like, now, not a Christmas card or anything?
Yeah. You know, I'm not sure about that.
I wonder if
that.
Maybe they had forgotten.
Well, could well be, but I'm thinking it's also meaningful. You know, we got a handwritten thank you from a nonprofit that we donated to, which I think is a really good thing to do.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Makes a lot of sense. Oh, I've got such a story about Megan. I don't even know where to start with Megan today.
Oh, it's just, really?
Oh, well.
Is it that we have not even breached the Khloe Kardashian
Tristan Thompson
baby cheating scandal?
Well, they didn't
cheat
on the baby.
You're right, we haven't.
I know, and we don't have to. I just want to put it out there.
Right, the baby was born yesterday, right?
Yesterday.
Yeah,
another Kardashian girl has entered the world.
Oh,
yeah, no, never mind.
Okay.
Okay, so Meghan.
My second favorite subject.
Yeah, that's it. Meghan Markle was destined to go across the pond. TMZ reports that Harry's future bride has been seeing a psychic named Richard Wynne for years, who accurately predicted that she would be in London with a lot of British people. The suit star seemed excited about the prospect, and the fortune teller says the engagement couldn't happen to a nicer person. Well, this is old news, isn't it? I mean, she's been...
Yeah, okay.
Kate Middleton is welcoming her new little bundle, right? Did you hear what St. Mary's Hospital did? They put together a postnatal rubdown crew, because after all, I'm sure she had back pain.
Yeah, right, exactly.
She also has a refrigerator, satellite TV, a fancy bathroom. She gets free Wi-Fi, daily newspapers, food and tea service, and even a wine list.
Wine?
All that could be yours if you wanted it to, but it's costing them $8,400 a night for her to be in the hospital.
Jeez.
Wow.
Just letting you
know. Why does she need a wine list?
Well, I don't know.
She's pregnant.
If we ever get it. Well, no, I think it's probably for afterwards.
Oh.
Yeah. Right.
You're still really not supposed to do that if you're breastfeeding.
Do you think she breastfeeds?
Well, she's still got to produce something.
She's got people for that. She's got wet nurses.
Yeah, that's what they're called. Okay. That's exactly right. Anyway, and the so-called Meghan Markle effect, expected to pump $210 million into the British economy, just like Kate before her, everything in the soon-to-be royal family that they wear publicly will automatically, of course, mean sales for designers and retailers.
Sure.
Hollywood Reporter says Meghan's impending nuptials to Prince Harry expected to generate more than 1 billion British pounds of economic activity.
I don't doubt it.
Including £300 in tourism, particularly from Americans eager to be a part of the occasion.
Oh, yeah. Because I think people obviously people loved Kate and they cared about that wedding. But considering Meghan is from the United States, it's definitely making a bigger splash. And because people already knew who she was. She wasn't just some random person that Harry picked. It was an actress that people recognized.
What is this?
There's darkness on the horizon.
Oh,
though.
No.
There's Meghan Markle darkness on the horizon. In the case of Meghan Markle, it seems that once she becomes part of the royal family, the IRS will be watching.
Oh.
Yeah. For instance, if Queen Elizabeth II gives or merely lends her a tiara or a diamond bracelet, well, the Internal Revenue Service wants to know about it. And that little cottage, Kensington Palace, a palace where they'll live.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that actually represents, gotten gains for her, and so she may have to pay for that.
What?
If Harry's bank or debit card has more than $10,000 in it, then U.S. authorities have to have that reported to them. Yeah. You see, the U.S. tax system intrudes into expatriates' lives even if they live in another country.
And they're married to royalty.
Exactly right.
Wow.
There is never any area where this income is out of bounds from the grubby hands of the IRS.
I'm sure she has people to take care of that.
No, they don't. That's the whole thing. It doesn't matter that she's marrying them.
Well, right. But, I mean, she'll have an accountant who has to, deal with all the paperwork.
If the queen provides benefits to her via Harry, like a vacation at a castle, the IRS can attribute those charges to her.
That is crazy.
I know. A frightful complexity prompting you to consider, well, why doesn't she renounce her U.S. citizenship?
That's what I was wondering.
All right,
can we
send
this music to the IRS and tell them to use it?
When they call her?
Whenever they call her.
That's right. Thousands of expats have, in fact, done that since 2009, when the revelations about U.S. citizens holding Swiss bank accounts prompted a crackdown in Congress by the IRS. Renouncing your U.S. citizenship comes with a price. Renouncers who have more than $2 million in assets, that's her, as she seems to have, will owe an exit tax on their net capital gains.
Yep. You owe an exit tax.
Yep. So
no wonder none of those people went to Canada whenever Donald Trump was elected president. They didn't want to pay $2 million.
That's exactly right. So there you go. I mean, so we can think it's all sweetness and light and flower petals on the ground, but there's the old tax man standing in the corner with his hand out saying, yeah, that's
always
mine. Yeah, that's mine. Yeah, that's mine.
So, give me all your money.
High school student in Vancouver, Washington, wanted to listen to music during a physics exam, but his teacher said that cell phones were not allowed in the classroom, which is not completely unusual.
Right.
I mean, you could see that there might be a teacher who would do that. This student, though, enterprising, a little creative. This kiddo acting like a kid not born in 2018, or not going to school in 2018. He bought a record player and brought it to class.
Oh, wow.
A record player.
Oh, my God.
I love it. The teacher shared photos on the Twitter account of the student named Wyatt Prutch listening to a Kanye West album on the record player through headphones. So, way to go, kid.
All right.
A23.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over 6 decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Trust in the blue. That's Allen Honda's promise to you, and now Allen Honda has been awarded Honda's most prestigious award, Honda's President's Award. This award is for superior customer service and is awarded to only 10% of dealerships nationwide. And Allen Honda is the only dealership in the Houston district to receive Honda's highest award. Stop by Allen Honda for presidential customer service, regardless of what you drive. Allen Honda, you can trust in the blue.
News Talk 1620 WTAW say 25. We did have a city manager named Dave.
Okay.
In David Neely, actually, in College Station. So,
gotcha.
So both cities have had city managers named Dave. So just letting you know that that's going on. So Elvia Murphy and her husband live in El Paso. And last summer, they'd had it. A swarm of killer bees had been living in their attic. So they called an exterminator. He came out and said, because after all, they don't pay the rent. The bees were so aggressive last year, the entire hive could not be exterminated. Wow. Fast forward to this year, the hive is 5 times the size it was last year. 1 million bees. 1 million bees.
That's creepy.
20 to 30 times more aggressive, of course, than your average honeybee. So the Murphys are also fighting with the city to help pay for the extermination because the bees have swarmed and attacked people, not to mention that there is a school across the street from their property, and the city doesn't feel like they're responsible, so they're refusing to pay. See how that works out. Ooh, got a space story for you, Chelsea.
Yes.
Because I knew you'd want one. It's
dying.
Friday, right?
Friday.
Pluto's largest moon. Just got a bunch of delightfully nerdy
names. We
don't care
names. About Pluto. It's not a planet.
But the largest moon got some nerdy names.
Okay.
Mashable.com says that Pluto's moon, Charon, now has
Charon,
named for Stanley Kubrick, the filmmaker, Octavia Butler, the fiction writer, and the International Astronomical Union, of course we know it as the IAU, is the organization responsible for assigning names to objects in space. They've also named a crater Captain Nemo.
Oh, okay, that's cute. From, yeah.
They get paid to do this?
Yeah, I think they do. There's a chasm which is called Argo for Jason and the Argonauts, and there's a crater named after the Wizard of Oz's Dorothy Gale. So there
okay.
you are.
Maybe we could find a mountain range, call it the Infomaniacs.
Well, we probably would have to pay for that. Do you think? I don't somehow or other.
We can get Mr.
For
Downs
a star.
I we can get Mr. Downs to foot the bill for
yeah,
it.
They
right?
could do that.
I'll get
yeah.
the credit
yeah.
card
okay. with your money now. Real estate listings company Zillow is getting into the business of buying and flipping homes, a move the Wall Street Journal calls a risky and untested business model for the online service that could disrupt the traditional brokerage business. Zillow says it will purchase homes from consumers in Las Vegas and Phoenix, renovate them, and aim to flip them within 90 days. The company initially plans to hold 300 to 1,000 homes by the end of the year. The National Transportation Safety Board, which is looking into the fatal crash last month of an SUV using Tesla's autopilot system, says it's removing the high-tech automaker from the probe for improperly disclosing details of the investigation. Tesla says it withdrew from the investigation. The NTSB is examining last month's crash of a Model X near Mountain View, California. The vehicle crashed into a concrete lane divider, killing the driver. Earlier this week, Tesla blamed the driver for the accident, which the NTSB contends runs counter to agency protocol. Your money now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Oh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Word is out that Apple's HomePod is in real trouble. But here's why you might want to buy one anyway. Kim Commando with your Friday Consumer Tech Update. HomePod is Apple's much-publicized competition to Amazon's bestseller, the Echo. Since the introduction only 9 weeks ago, HomePod sales have been dismal. A New York Post writer even called the HomePod a flop. One thing about Apple, never underestimate Apple products. Both the Apple Watch and even the iPhone were labeled as flops within their first year of sales. HomePod's strength is its speaker system. Its sound is superb and puts the Amazon Echo to shame. But the HomePod costs more than the Echo. So if you're buying it to listen to music, it's definitely worth the money. But another HomePod weakness is Siri. If you're buying HomePod as a digital assistant, the Alexa is simply better. So why buy the HomePod? Apple's Siri will catch up with Alexa, but the Echo's poor sound system is just that, at least for these models. I'm Kim Komando. I've got some big dinner plans for my family coming this week, and it doesn't involve restaurants or takeout or even grocery shopping. Here on the Kim Komando Show each week, I tell you all about simple recipes, gourmet touches and flavors, delivered right to your door with garden fresh pre-measured ingredients. Just go to HelloFresh.com, choose from a variety of recipes across veggie, classic, and family plans. Then your meals arrive with easy-to-follow full-color instructions. With HelloFresh, you'll whip up dinner in just 30 minutes or less. And there are lots of one-pot recipes for speedy cooking and minimal cleanup after a busy day. After 2 or 3 weeks of HelloFresh, you'll love your new dinner routine. I know I do, because of how simple and fun it is to cook and enjoy delicious home-cooked meals. For a limited time, get $30 off your first box at HelloFresh.com/Kim, plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Kim for $30 off your first order. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It is 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council has decided to hire a search firm as part of selecting a city manager. Mayor Carl Mooney says the goal is to have someone on board this summer.
Maybe not yet working, actually, for the city, but in a situation or a status whereby that individual could at least be sitting in and attending our August budget workshops.
Councilman Bob Brick voted against hiring a search firm.
I preferred that we search from within ourselves, not just within, but that is, we manage the search ourselves.
The mayor says former managers have also reached out to him with possible candidates. 6 months ahead of schedule, Texas A&M's capital campaign has reached the $3 billion mark. Foundation President Tyson Vogel says the giving of more than 630,000 people helps offset reduced state funding.
If you look at state funding for this institution, in the 80s it was to the tune of about 80%, and now it's in the tune of somewhere around 20%. Well, some of that gap is being filled now through philanthropy that normally would have to come either from taxpayers or some other revenue source for the university.
The Lead by Example campaign has a final goal of $4 billion. There is now a chief international officer at Texas A&M. Vice Provost Michael Benedict was named to that post by President Michael Young. Benedict, who will continue as the university's second highest academic administrative position, will be in charge of growing educational, research, and business opportunities around the world. One of the few times the leader of the restoration of downtown Bryan's Queen Theater is not inside the historic building, he's talking about the project. City Councilman Ben Hardiman reported at this week's meeting that all sheetrock work has been completed. About half of the painting was completed, and flooring was scheduled to start earlier this week.
I'm still not breathing a sigh of relief that we will be totally finished on May 4th, but I haven't given up on that idea at all. I'd say we have a 90% chance of getting there, and looking forward to bringing that building and that facility back online in service to the city of Bryan.
The Queen's grand opening is on Friday, May 4th. April is Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. Brazos County Commissioners issued a proclamation during this week's meeting, which was accepted by Martha Opperstini of the Brazos Valley Sexual Assault Resource Center.
Right before I started in 2013, we saw 76 victims at the hospital. This past year, in 2017, it was over 200. That number continues to grow. Even last month, we saw 42 new survivors that have come to seek our services.
More information about the agency, including the 24-hour crisis hotline phone number, is online at sarcbv.org. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 73 degrees. Text us anytime during the show or during the day at 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at metroministorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
8:35, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, your Duralast and commercial roofing pros. Duralast, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Considerable cloudiness today. It'll be breezy, warm, 80 to 85 as the day goes on. We're at risk for some showers or a storm. Partial clearing, breezy, cooler, drier overnight, 50 to 55. Abundant sunshine tomorrow, breezy and cool. It's going to feel like a fall day, 65 to 70. Clear tomorrow night, we're down close to 40. Sunshine on Sunday, breezy with highs between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
New survey of workers in the pot-friendly state of Colorado has found that the most likely employees are in the food service industry who use marijuana.
Oh, gotta get really? Them, get the munchies.
Or they get the order wrong.
Yeah, that too.
WebMD says the 2014-2015 survey data involved more than 10,000 adult workers from across Colorado, one of 29 states that now has legalized marijuana. There's your trivia for today. One of 29 states have legalized marijuana. Found that 14% of all workers said that they used marijuana recently. I don't know if that means in the last 20 minutes or the last 20 days, but the rate of pot use varied greatly by age. Imagine that. Nearly 30% of the younger workers, those between the ages of 18 and 25, answered yes to the marijuana use, but the number fell to just under 20% for people who were aged 26 to 34 and dropped to 11% for people who were 35 and older.
I don't believe you.
As for types of jobs, nearly one-third of food service workers admitted to using marijuana.
Nearly one-third?
So you dry, you get to the, oh, Mr. Downs has donuts for us.
Ooh-wee.
Thank you so much. Yeah. So you get to the drive-in window at the fast food restaurant in Colorado, and you order something, and the dude goes, yeah, man, that's really good.
Hey, you got it. You got to get through the cranky customers somehow.
Yeah, that's right.
Would you like Doritos on that burger, sir?
You mellow them out. All right, City of College Station's Jay Sokol here this morning. How are you today?
Hey, doing good.
We did confirm that we have had a Dave in both cities as city manager. So
I've worked for both of them.
Dave by name.
And you,
wow. I did. Yeah.
How was it to work for a Dave?
It's terrific to work for a Dave. Everybody should work for a Dave.
Okay.
At least once.
Yeah, one time. All right. All right, so you brought a guest with you.
I did. Heather Woolwine, College Station's Recycling and Environmental Compliance Manager. Reckham.
Okay. And by the way, you got a fact coming up, right, Chelsea?
Yes, of course.
All right. Just wanted to make sure.
A fact or a fat? What'd
fact.
You say?
Fat. Oh, that's it. Good morning. Welcome in. Welcome
Good
back.
Morning.
What's going on?
So we've got the 23rd annual Brazos Valley Earth Day coming up on April 21st. Mm-hmm. So for 23 years, the cities of Bryan and College Station, Texas A&M, Twin Oaks Landfill, Keep Brazos Beautiful, Brazos Valley Council of Governments have gotten together and they've made this event happen in recognition of the nationally celebrated Earth Day.
And, of course, for the first 7 years, you had to explain what it was. Now you don't have to anymore.
Now I don't
People
have
know
to
what it
anymore.
Is.
Exactly.
Yes. So what kind of activities are you going to have associated with it?
We'll have kid zones. We have free food, free drinks, a lot of really cool activities, hands-on for the kids to get in and make really cool pine cone bird feeders and really apply parent knowledge into how they can incorporate conservation, not just waste reduction, but just overall conservation techniques and whatnot into their everyday lives.
Right. And it is. It's easier and easier to do. There are more and more businesses that are exactly. getting involved in it, which make it a neat opportunity. And we were just talking off the air how the two cities actually, when it comes to recycling, take a different approach quite often. We do have a company that comes into both cities now, but it used to be where, Brian, you just took it to someplace, and in right. College Station they would come by. But both of them seem to have been successful in their own way.
Right.
And yeah, that helps out.
There's been a big move, a big social twist in how people approach this, and it's really cool seeing that on this side, seeing the numbers and seeing it actually be successful.
Right. Now, do we have one location for the entire city, or are they going to do different locations?
So one location, Wolfpen Creek, April 21st, Saturday, 11 to 3, and hope to see everyone there.
Okay.
Now, I can't forget, we have Twin Oaks. They're hosting their Household Hazardous Waste as well on April 28th. So the following weekend, learn everything you need to know about how to save the planet. Following weekend, dispose of what you need to dispose of safely yeah. at the Household Hazardous Waste
Now,
collection.
What time does that start?
It starts at 7, yep. ends at 2.
Go early.
Yes.
But it's really efficient. Y'all have gotten it. I mean, this is a science now. You've pretty well gotten it down. You got a system.
They have really, I mean, it's hard to find areas to tweak because they have really perfected it yeah. so much, and it's really cool. I go every time, and it's fun to just see the stuff that comes in, and I'm glad that I get to be a part of it. But and it's weird that you would think there would be a decline in the stuff that comes through, and there's not. So I don't know if people are, oh, I need to get rid of this the right way and utilizing the event, or if people are still actually generating that much
well,
material.
And you've, but you've trained the public. I mean, I know there's some paint that I kept for a while, and it finally gets to the point where I'm not going to keep it anymore, right. and chemicals and things like that. But the fact is, y'all have done a good job of making sure the public understands when it is and what it is. Now, you've got a list someplace where they can look at what they can and can't bring?
Yes. So TwinOaksLandfill.com has a really great list of everything, and they categorize it as well. And one cool thing about paint, they'll give you free paint hardener. When you if you go to the landfill, they have these packets that will harden paint so that you can just dispose of it as regular garbage.
Okay. That makes sense. Glad you told me about that. Okay, very good. Thanks a bunch.
Anything else?
Nope,
that's it.
All right, thanks. All right, what else you got? Paint hard. That's neat, man. We got stuff that'll make paint hard.
Yeah.
So you can't use it anymore.
I didn't know about that.
Well, that's all right.
I thought that happened naturally at home.
You learn something new every day on the Infomaniacs.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, City of College Station came through with their 20 mosquito dunks
as
well.
I was going to ask.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. So starting soon, I guess it'll be Schlitterbahn and Skeeter Dunks.
Yeah. Well,
don't bring your Skeeter Dunks to Schlitterbahn.
No, don't do that. No.
And we went ahead and divided ours into packets of three.
I saw that, yeah.
And put Barbara Moore's business card on the back of each one of those.
They put Barbara's face
That's right.
on them.
That's right. So
convenient, do that next year.
Convenient yeah. to give away to your
yes.
listeners.
Yeah, okay, thank you so much. That's good. All right, so what else you got?
Well, we've got the Texas Weekend of Remembrance coming up on Memorial Day weekend. That's May 25th through the 27th. College Station Parks and Recreation has started this new tradition, Texas Weekend of Remembrance. They're going to be hosting a variety of events to salute those who sacrificed their lives, their military service to our country. This will be held at Veterans Park and Athletic Complex and will feature a ceremony with military speakers, a roll call, rifle salute, taps. There'll be parachute jumps, self-guided tours of the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial, military vehicle displays, a free breakfast with the chaplain, a whole bunch more. So more information is being added almost daily online at cstx.gov/TWR. That stands for Texas Weekend of Remembrance, so we hope that you and your family will make plans to be there, and if you have family elsewhere in Texas who could come down and enjoy that as well and help honor these folks, that'd be great.
All right, sounds good. Well, and so now it's time for our...
Fun fact
that goes into the... what is it called?
Well, it's just a Friday email to City Council.
Friday email, that's it, yeah. Okay.
So today is Thomas Jefferson Day. That's not right. the fact. I'm giving you a little background information because it's his birthday. And you may know a lot of things about TJ. He loved books. He loved to write letters. But did you know that Thomas Jefferson kept pet mockingbirds? He loved their singing, and he often had at least four at a time. His favorite bird was named Dick.
How do we know that?
I can't give away my sources.
I get the idea.
I'm sure
about
he wrote a letter. He wrote 19,000 letters during his lifetime. He probably wrote my favorite bird. His name is Dick.
Okay.
Is it the mockingbird? The the state bird of Texas.
Texas and South Carolina, as a matter of
and
fact.
South Carolina. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Do so we have to, like,
fight
facts.
Them for that?
Yeah.
Do we have to, what, fight them
for? Fight yeah. them for it?
No, they were here
That's
first.
That's our bird.
Yeah, we can't do that. Anyway, so there you have an extra fun fact.
Yeah.
I'll use anything that Chelsea sends to
All
me.
All right, very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with the folks from the City of College Station on Fridays.
The community interview heard every weekday morning on News Talk 1620 WTAW includes a political paid-for message by Margaret Meese.
Thanks, Brazos County, for your overwhelming support in the primary election for Brazos County District Clerk. I ask of you again to please vote for me, Margaret Meese, for Brazos County District Clerk in the May runoff election.
Brazos Family Magazine wants to help your business reach families all across our growing community. Brazos Family is filled with the best family-friendly content from cover to cover. Hear from local experts about health, safety, advice, technology, fun, and so much more. With summer just around the corner, get the details about the incredible summer camps and activities available across the Brazos Valley. To learn more and reserve your ad space today, contact Dale Hendry at 979-695-9595 or dale@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, winner of the Kubota Elite Certified Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 17 straight years. Home of the Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the number one selling compact tractor in Texas, the new Kubota L2501F 24.8 horsepower, along with the 3-point quick hitch and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,599 cash price. Or with financing less than $114 per month, upgrade to a 4-wheel drive and get monthly payments of only $129 per month. Remember, Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, online normandytractor.com. Remember, for the largest selection and best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Let's find out what's going on in the arts. And it's that Chris Dyer guy who's here again this morning. Hey, you brought a guest with you today.
I did. I brought two guests. Yeah. From the close drive to Navasota, Texas, we have the Navasota Theater Alliance. They've been an affiliate of the Arts Council for a long time. They do great work in that community, and they have an upcoming performance.
Okay. Hey, Bill, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning. We're glad to be here.
Give me a little historical perspective on the Navasota Theater Alliance.
Okay. Well, the Navasota Theater Alliance has actually been in operation for about 30 years in mm-hmm. Navasota. It's a community theater organization, all volunteer driven. Put on several shows every year. And
where do you have your performances normally?
It's in a building in downtown Navasota. We're right there on the main drag in Navasota.
And how long have you been there?
How long have I been
no,
there?
No, how long have y'all had your performances there?
Over 30 years.
Yeah, and that's, I think, a point that's well taken, that the lot of community theaters kind of have to move mm-hmm. around as real estate changes, but this is one right. of the things that you've had that makes it
We were lucky enough that someone several years ago donated the building to us, mm-hmm. so Navasota owns their building, which is one thing most community theaters don't have. But
well, give you a chance to store things, and right. you don't have to worry about being gypsies that have to move around the city,
right,
so it makes
right,
a lot of
right.
difference. Now, how many programs do you normally have in a year?
There are four main stage shows that we put on during the year, and we also have two kids camps in the summertime that we do for different age levels during the summer, and we also do several other kinds of shows. We do one called Lanterns and Legends. That's a tour, theatrical tour through our cemetery there in mm-hmm. Navasota in October every year. It's kind of a historical thing. So it's a pretty full season every year.
Sure. Now, what's your next performance?
Our next performance is The Psychic. It's by Sam Brobrick, and it opens on the 13th of April. Mm-hmm. He describes it as a murder mystery of sorts.
Okay.
So it's about a young man named Adam Webster, who is a struggling writer. He puts up a sign in his window saying that he does psychic readings for $25.
Okay.
And that starts off the play, and then has lots of different characters who come in and interact with him through the show.
You brought one of the principals with you?
We did. We have Rita Malone is her character name. She's kind of a gangster's mall.
Okay. Kara's actually in our sales staff here, so she's a pro. How you doing, Kara?
Good, how are you?
Good. Let's talk about this other part of you, because you've been doing theater for a long time, right?
Long, long time.
Yeah.
So this is my first one at Navasota, though. I've never done one at NTA.
What was it that made you decide to be that person way many years ago when you said, I'm saying many years. Look, she's
it's
a child.
It's been many years.
But anyhow, what was it? How'd you get bitten by the acting bug?
You know, I think it started when I was little. I think that's how it starts for most theater kids or folks, is that they start doing that, the broomstick in the living room, listening to your favorite album, and that's just kind of where it started for me.
Now, why this part? Why is this something really special for you?
You know, I actually hadn't done any theater in a really long time. I want to say maybe a decade. So I say that I've come out of retirement and thought, you know, this is something that I've been missing. I really want to get back into it. Started looking online, found that there was auditions the weekend I was looking. I said, I think that's a sign.
All right. So you're a gangster's wife, huh? Is that right?
Gangster's girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Okay.
Gangster's girlfriend.
Okay,
and, gosh, a bit of a mistress as well.
Okay, all right. So a character, nice character
I'm layered.
To flesh out.
Layered.
Okay, there you go, a layered one. That's it. Good. Thanks for being with us this morning. So now, how many more performances do you have in your season?
Will be our next to last show in the season. We have another one after the summer. That will be starting. That's called Southern Fried Murder. So
Okay, now give me performance dates on the one you've got coming
performance
up.
Performance dates, it opens on April 13th. It plays Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for two weekends. And then the last weekend, we play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we have five performances that last weekend and close on April 29th.
Now, if people want to get involved, how do they do that?
Give us a call there in Navasota. You can call the Navasota Theater or you know, Google us. We have a website up there that has all the information, contact information for the theater. And, you know, we love volunteers. Like I said, we're a volunteer-driven organization, and so we're always looking for extra help, actors, backstage help, whatever we can get.
If you ever wanted to, and again, in a small town, it's a great way to get into community theater.
It is. It's absolutely. We love new people.
Okay. What's your website?
Our website is navasotatheater.org.
Okay. Thanks for being with us, Bill.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. What else you got for us today?
Well, a lot going on. It's the spring. ACBV.org is the best place to check all that out. But on the volunteer note, you know, for somebody in the community that really wants to get involved with theaters, in general, there's the Brazos Valley Theater Alliance. They're on Facebook. And every casting call and volunteer opportunity and then performance dates are on that site. And that's something that the Arts Council helps coordinate. But there are a lot of different ways to get involved. There are a lot of things going on. So, you know, you won't be bored in the Brazos Valley.
There
for
you
sure.
go. Want some more information? What do they do?
ACBV.org.
All right. Thanks for the time.
Thanks.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than on any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates, too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/AM for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/AM. That's match.com/AM. Match.com/AM.
The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty, plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
See WC Tractor at one of their four Kubota Elite dealerships or visit online at WCTractor.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs. PBS has announced John Stamos will be returning as the host of the show Capital Fourth again this year.
Uncle Jesse.
Yeah, that's right. That'll be live from Washington, D.C. Variety reports the show will once again feature musical performances, tribute to the armed forces, a fireworks show live from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol. Fourth of July this year is on a Wednesday, just so you know. Has everybody seen Black Panther that wanted to? Apparently so. Marvel Studios announced that the film will be out on Blu-ray May 15th, as well as a digital and couple of other places They'll capitalize on the Black Panther's appearance in Avengers Affinity War.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
That'll be
one I of, have not either.
The original Black Panther. Do you want to?
Oh, yeah. Either one.
Well, the Avengers Infinity thing comes out on April the 27th. So
okay.
If you want to do that, that'll be
kind
fine.
Of a big deal.
Okay. You sure?
Yep.
Okay. So even though you may be happy in your job, is it in fact your childhood dream job? According to a new survey, fewer than 1 in 10 people have their childhood dream job.
Yeah, I wasn't one of those kids that had that one thing they wanted to be. I think a veterinarian crossed my mind at some point.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Then I just really loved animals, and you know, you hear, oh yeah, they make money too. And then I heard how much school you had to take.
Yeah, yeah. And 60% of us are still clinging to at least a little hope that one day it could happen.
Oh.
Here are the 10 most popular dream jobs we had as kids that we're not doing now as adults.
Okay.
Number one, pro athlete. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Number two, musician or singer. But you know, it's got to be the right kind of pro athlete.
Right.
Dreaming to be a pro football player, I'm not sure that, I mean, it's like getting hit by a truck every day several times.
Yeah, but you're
mean?
Making lots of money.
Yeah, but you know what? You can be a golfer and nobody's hitting you.
Exactly. Well.
You just have to be really, really good at it. Okay. Anyway, so number one, pro athlete. Number two, musician or singer. Number three, teacher. That's when reality sets
in. Yeah.
I'm making how much? Veterinarian. There you go.
Hey.
Writer, pilot, actor, dancer, doctor, or police officer.
Police officer.
Police
firefighter
officer.
Didn't make it?
Firefighter didn't make it.
Okay.
Which, you get to slide down the pole.
Yeah, that well, except they don't even put poles in the new fire stations anymore.
God.
But you get to ride the truck and spray the water hose.
So a woman concerned about the possible discontinuing of the Necco wafers has offered to trade her Honda Accord for some of the candy.
Oh, gosh.
Necco chief executive, his name is Mike McGee, said that in March, 395 of the workers there could be laid off if the company can't find a buyer. And I remember we told you the story yesterday that 68 or 63% increase in sales for the colored semi-flavored chalky substance.
Right.
How?
Okay. How what?
How are they increasing sales?
Well,
because they said they're
from the web there was a website like candystore.com. They said that had an increase in people wanting to buy Necco wafers. So that I guess who's
because
still
they're
alive.
Taking them off the shelves.
I guess. So anyway, Katie Samuels, Florida resident, who's been eating Necco wafers since she was a child.
Mm.
Wonder what Katie looked like. I didn't say it. attempted to strike an unusual deal with candystore.com. She offered to trade in her 2003 Honda Accord.
Okay.
Like a 15-year-old car. For all of the stock they had.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. CandyStore.com decided they'd probably pass that up. Right?
Yeah, I think that's a little ridiculous.
Yeah, okay. Well, CandyStore.com, you got like 2 minutes. We'll be back.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Attention to this important announcement. If you have ever taken prescriptions like Adderall and are concerned about the side effects and high cost, now there's a new all-natural smart pill available that's the closest thing to a safe, real-life, limitless pill. It's so powerful and effective that students, athletes, and execs all want to get their hands on it. It's called Trivexa, a Coastline product, and it's truly remarkable. It can help skyrocket your concentration, improve your creative thinking, enhance your memory, and make you feel like a better version of yourself. Call and find out how to get a bottle of Trivexa absolutely free for a limited time and experience this firsthand. It's not a question of whether this powerful pill works, but how great it can help you feel. Take it and watch it go to work. Trivexa may be the best kept secret available today.
To find out how to get your free bottle of Trivexa, call 800-605-1691. That's 800-605-1691. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now, 800-605-1691, 800-605-1691.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW, the station that will be giving away mosquito dunks starting next week.
And holla, I want one. Yeah. I just want one.
Just one?
I just need one.
And what are you going to do with your one mosquito dunk?
Kill mosquitoes!
Oh, my God.
I'm going to smash them with it.
Smash it.
There, okay.
Okay, look, I just wanted to... I heard you guys talking donuts this morning.
Yeah.
And I heard you saying that, oh, you know, $1.35 for a designer donut, that's nothing. We couldn't spend that on people, right?
No.
I just want you, the special food that we have to buy Chelsea Reber on donut day costs $2.18.
Are you kidding?
Wow. What?
That's right. We spend $2.18 for that kale donut that
somebody
we have to get.
Special.
I like how they're calling a sausage kolache a kale donut.
$2.18 for the special Reber food.
I appreciate it. Okay. And I'm not the only one who gets them.
Okay, but I went in there and I looked at the sleeve of donuts. And somebody has already, you know, taken it and torn it apart, which means
left half of
some anonymous coworker has used their bare fingers on our donuts.
Half a donut tastes better than a full donut any day of the week.
I guess that's probably right. That's right. Hey, here's an amazing fact today. Good-looking people feel like life is much more fair.
I think life's pretty fair.
Shocking.
Brian Broadcasting Station, WTAW College Station, Brian, 9 o'clock. Have a weekend.